Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Chaf Gimel and Aruch Chaim talks about the bracha a person recites when making a purchase that brings him a significant level of simcha. For instance, a person is purchasing a home, purchasing a new car. He feels a certain degree of simcha, a certain level of simcha, and the halacha is he's supposed to make a bracha. So the rule is as follows. If only one person is going to derive benefit from this purchase, only one person is going to be nene from this purchase, he makes the bracha of Shehecheyanu. However, if more than one person is going to be nene from this purchase, then the bracha is Hatoiva Ameitiv rather than Shehecheyanu. That's the general rule. So if you're going to buy a car and you are the only one who is going to be driving the car and not your wife, then the bracha is Shehecheyanu. But if you're going to buy a car and the plan is that you are going to drive the car plus your wife is going to drive the car and she as well is going to be nene from this purchase, then the bracha is hatoiva meitiv rather than Shehecheyanu. That's the general rule. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, there's an exception to the rule. And in one case, even though at face value it may seem that only one person is deriving benefit, the bracha still is hatoiv ameitiv. And says the Shulchan Aruch, this is a case where a person receives a matana from someone else. If you receive a gift and it's a significant gift, someone buys you a car, or it's any gift that engenders a feeling of simcha on your part, the halacha is you make the bracha of hatoiv ameitiv. Now why is that? So the Rosh, who's the mekor for this, the Rosh says, because Mamanashach. If the Noisein Matana is an Oshir, and the Makabal is an Oni, so then the Noisein as well derives benefit from this Matana, because he was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tzedakah. So the Makabal of the Matana, the recipient of the Matana, derives benefit, and the Noisein, because he's Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tzedakah, therefore, since two people are Nen, and the Brachas Atayv HaMeitiv rather than Shehecheyanu. And if he's not an Oshir, the Noisein, and the Mekabel is not an Oni, then the reason why the Mekabel makes Hatoiva Ameitiv, recites the Bracha Hatoiva Ameitiv rather than Shehecheyanu, is because he is Nene, the recipient of the Matana, plus the Noisein Matana as well derives benefit and derives Hana because the Mekabel received his Matana. And that itself, that the Matana was well received, was Niskabel by the Mekabel, that itself is something that brings him simcha, brings him a feeling of happiness, and therefore the bracha the Mekabel makes is Hatoiv Ameitiv rather than Shehecheyanu, because both him and the Noisein are Nene, him because he got the gift, and the Noisein because the gift was received. That's the halach. The Magen Avraham has a very strong question on this psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And ask the Magen Avraham, the Gemara in Kedushin, the beginning in the first parak, talks about a woman who gives a matana to a person. And the question is, can she be mekudeshes to this man who she gave a matana to? And the Gemara distinguishes between the woman giving a matana to an Odom Choshev and a woman giving a matana to a stama person. And says the Gemara, if a person gets a matana from a woman, and the person, the recipient, is an Odom Choshev, in that case, there's a significant part of Hana on the part of the woman, because an Odom Choshev received her matana. And in that case, she's Mekudeshes, it's considered Shava Pruto, and the Kedushin goes through. However, if it's a regular person, it's not an Odom Choshev that's Mekabel her matana, that's not a significant Hana, and therefore, the Kedushin is not effective. That's the Gemara's distinction when it comes to a Mekabel Matana. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, why is the Shulchan Aruch not over here distinguishing between an Odom Choshev and Stama person? You see from that Gemara that Dafka, when an Odom Choshev receives your Matana, you Nene. But if a regular person receives your Matana, that doesn't give you a tremendous amount of Ano. And therefore, if a regular person receives a Matana from someone else, the Bracha should be Shehecheyanu, and not a Taiva Meitiv. Because only the Mekabel Matana is receiving Hano from this Matana, and not the Noisin, because it's not an Odom Choshev who received this Matana. Azoi fragt the Magen Avraham on the Shulchan Aruch. So again, Shulchan Aruch says that by every mekabel matana, the bracha is hatoiv ha-meitiv and nashachiyonu, because there are two people who derive benefit from this matana. Number one, the mekabel, because he's getting the matana. Number one, the noisein, because his matana was received. And the Magen Avraham asks that from the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says that when a woman gives a matana, and you want to know, can she be mekudeshes with this act of giving a matana, it depends on whether the recipient was an Adam Chashev or not. And only by an Adam Chashev is there a Hana on her part, because the Adam Chashev received her matana, therefore, Dafka, in that case, she's Mekudeshes. But by a regular person, there's not a Hana, and therefore, she's not Mekudeshes. So, Frekta Magen Avraham, why over here does the Shulchan Aruch apply this halacha even to stab a person, not Dafka to an Adam Chashev? So the Machzah Shekel and the other Achroinim say the following teretz, and it's really based on a Taz and other Paiskim who bring out this Svara in the Gemara and Kedushin. Rashi and Kedushin, on that Gemara, when the Gemara distinguishes between a woman who gives a matana to an Adam Choshev and Stama person, Rashi explains why, in fact, the Kedushin is only Chal when the recipient of the matana was an Adam Choshev. And Rashi explains because in that case, the woman, in fact, receives a hana that's worth a shava pruta, because she would have paid a shava pruta. She would have paid a pruta to someone else to convince and persuade the Adam Choshev to receive her matana. And therefore, since it costs a pruta to hire someone, to get him to persuade this Adam Choshev to receive her matana, the fact that he received her matana is shava pruta, and then you have a significant hano, you have the hano of a shava pruta, and the kedushin is chal, because you need a shava pruta, and you have a shava pruta. But by a regular person, you don't have the svar. And zoktataz, the pshat is, that by a regular person as well, there is a certain amount of hano, mitzad the noisein, if someone else receives their matana. Aval, even if the person wasn't an adam choshev, the fact that you received the matana from someone else, the noisein matana, has a geschmack from this. He feels benefit from it because lamaisa you received his matana. It's just that the Gemara is saying that hano is not shava pruta, because since you wouldn't pay a pruta to someone else to persuade him to receive the matana. In that case, the kedushin is not chal because you need a shava pruta. But avada there is a hano even if it's not an oldum choshev. It's just that the hano is not worth a shava pruta. Meila says the Machzah Shekel, that's pshat in the mechaber. Over here, when we're talking about the bracha of atoiv ha-meitiv, the rule is, as long as two people are going to derive benefit from the matana, the bracha is supposed to be atoiv ha-meitiv rather than shachiyonu. And in this case, even if it's not an adam choshev, there is a hano that's also being felt by the noisin matana, because his matana was received. Therefore, even though the hano is less than a shavah pruto, there's enough hano to render this a hano to two people, which therefore engenders the chiyuv bracha of hatoiv ha-meitiv rather than the bracha of shachiyanu. So that is the explanation of the shita of the mechaber, that since that which the Gemara distinguished between Adam Choshev and Stana Adam is only legabi the worth of a shava pruta, and by Adam Choshev you would pay a full pruta to someone else to persuade him to receive the matana, mashenkin by another person you wouldn't spend a full pruta. But that's only when it comes to Kedushin, when you need a Shavu Pruta. When it comes to the Bracha of Atoy V'Meitiv, as long as two people are Nene from this purchase or from this Matana, the halacha is the Bracha is Atoy V'Meitiv rather than Shechiyonu. And therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, even if it's not an Adam Choshev, if someone receives a Matana, he recites a Bracha of Atoy V'Meitiv rather than Shechiyonu. The Machzah Shekel points out that the Magen Avraham obviously held that even though you are receiving some form of hana, even if the person is not an adam choshev, but since that hana is less than the value of a shava pruto, that's not a significant hana, and therefore that wouldn't warrant the bracha of hatoiv ha-meitiv. In order for it to be considered part of the category of hatoiv ha-meitiv, you need it to be a substantial hana for two people. And over here, the hana on the part of the noisein matana is very insignificant. It's even less than a shava pruto. Therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, Misvor, you should have the bracha of Shechiyonu recited rather than the bracha of Atoy V'Amid. Azoy Zokt, the Machzah Shekel. Now, the Poiskim, the Achroinim, the Ktzois, and many other Achroinim point out from the Ran, who also says a similar svar to the svar that we found in the Taz and the Shulchan Aruch, and that is with respect to the Kinyan of Kinyan Sudr. There's a Kinyan called Chalipin Sudr, where you take some type of handkerchief, or some type of keli, and you lift it up, and by lifting it up, by making a kinyan on the sudar, you're kind of, with kinyan chalipin, the object that you want to acquire. So if I want to buy a car, and I want to do it with kinyan sudar, so we take a sudar, and we lift it up, and we do a ma'isa kinyan on the sudar, and with that, the car is nikne to the lekech. Now, there's a machlekes in the Gemara whose sudar must be used. Do you use the sudar, the object of the lekeach, the customer? And when the makne, the moicher, makes a ma'aseh kinyan on the sudar, with that he's makne his car. Or we use the sudar of the moicher, the makne. You take his sudar, he gives it to the lekeach, makes a ma'aseh kinyan on the sudar, and with that, the car gets nikne to the lekeach. So the Ran explains the fact that the Gemara's mavur, that the svara of the Man Yomar that says that you use the kalim of the makne. So says the Gemara, what's pshat in the way this kinyan works according to this shita? Why should you use the kli, the sudar of the moicher rather than lekeach? So the svara is that bahi hano, with the hano that the moicher feels, that the loikeach receives his sudar, that hano, that he took my stuff, he took my keli, he took my sudar, I have gmar das, I have gmiras das to be makdete in my car. The Gemara explains that that is the rationale behind the shita that holds, that you use the sudar of the moicher rather than the sudar of the loikeach. Zok deran, the Gemara in Kedushin, says that when a woman gives a matana to someone, only but if it's an Odom Choshev do we say that there's a significant Hano, and therefore it's a Shavu Pruta and Sheis Mekudeshes. But if it's Tama Odom, you don't say that this Svar exists, that Behi Hano, that the person received my Matana. And we're over here talking about a regular Moicher and a Lekech, that's not an Odom Choshev. So what's the Tzushtel to this Svar, that Behi Hano, that he received my Suda, that's why I'm Goymer Das to be Makdet in my car? So Zokdiran, the Svar of the Taz. That you're right, in order for it to be Anova Shava Pruta, you in fact need the recipient of the Matana to be an Adam Chashev. But even if the person isn't an Adam Chashev, there is a Hano, it's just less than a Shava Pruta. And since there is some amount of Hano, even if it's Stama person, that is Pshatan over here in the Gemara, in the Mandiyomer that it holds, that you use the Sozer of the Moicher, because there is a Hano that is felt on the Moicher's part when the Lekech receives his Sudar. And with that hano, he's going to be a das, and is makdet to him the car that he wants to sell him.